Hello, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We were in Leviticus in the Old Testament, and we have jumped a great big hurdle over all of the Psalms and the minor prophets and the major prophets and all of those places. And the intertestamental period, which was that quietness of 400 years, to the Gospel of Mark. And so now we are in Mark chapter 1 in the World English Bible. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 20 today, and I'm just happy to be back in the New Testament. This is what it says. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you," from Malachi 3:1. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight," Isaiah 43. John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching the baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sin. All the country of Judea and all those of Jerusalem went out to him. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. John was clothed with camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. He preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and loosen. I baptized you in water, but he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. A voice came out of the sky, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Immediately the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness. He was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals and the angels were serving him. Now, after John was taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the good news of God's kingdom and saying, "The time is fulfilled and God's kingdom is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news." Passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me and I will make you into fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on a little farther from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were also in the boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after him. Mind if I pray for you? Oh, every time I hear about leaving the nets, I'm like, Lord, what are my nets? What am I unwilling to leave behind? And Lord, help me to be like those disciples who in a moment just made that decision to leave everything behind, to leave their livelihood behind, to leave their what they worked their whole lives for, to leave it behind, their economic security behind in order to find that which is better. And of course, that is you. Lord, thank you that you are worth following. And they didn't even know what you were going to do. They didn't know that you were going to heal people. They didn't know that you were going to raise Lazarus from the dead. They didn't know that you were going to teach profound truths or hang out with sinners. They didn't know any of that. They didn't see all of the healings, all of the demonic cast-offs, all of those things. They did not see the cross. They did not experience the resurrection. They followed you before they knew. And so, Lord, what an example that is to me today, to let go of those things that I so easily cling to, that as I prayed recently about refuge, like I have found refuge in so many other things, but not you. Please forgive me, Lord. Just enliven me. Would you just resurrect that part of me that would leave nets? I just remember that scripture about the importance of returning to our first love in the book of Revelation. Help all of us to return to you in a like manner, to do the deeds that we did at first because we were just so in love with you and so taken back by your presence and your glory. Lord, help us to find you in our struggle rather than stiff arm you in our struggle. Help us to welcome you when we're bewildered rather than pushing you away. You are so good, Lord, and I thank you for your goodness toward me, towards so many of us, toward all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by deeperstill.org. Have you experienced or been touched by pregnancy loss through abortion? Maybe you're wondering whether it's impacting your life today, and that's why you're here to check out that theory at deeperstill.org. You are not alone. Some people do find that past abortion is impacting their lives today. They will help you sort through the complicated emotions that can surround abortion. They have been there and they understand your mixed feelings. They offer free 3-day retreats known as Deeper Still, and it's for men and women. They run from Friday through Sunday afternoon, and they provide a safe and confidential place where you can examine the impact of abortion on your life. You can go to deeperstill.org and find out more. Deeper Still, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.